your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
This week, someone called me myopic. To be honest, I had to stop for a minute and look that up. The conversation told me she wasn't referring to my eyesight, but having so many dead brain cells has reduced my vocabulary. So, myopic. Unable or unwilling to act prudently. Lack of long-range perspective in thinking and planning. Obviously, this wasn't meant to be a confidence-building compliment, but it was notably accurate. I don't plan well for things that seem far away. I can handle upcoming work issues and thinking through the details for an imminent project, pack for a trip. But late in life seems just that, for later in life. I'm much more of a carpe diem guy, or I was. That word, myopic, made me wonder on which side of the scale I sit. I don't plan well for the long distance, and in some ways I've let my adult life and all the responsibilities that go with it slow my reacting for short-term fun. Very uncool. So I made a list. Things to do before I die. Some of the items are an attempt to think more long-term. Others are to enjoy this week, this afternoon. Feel free to copy the ones you like and remind me of the ones you feel I keep forgetting. I'm going to start by eating more fruits and vegetables. I used to have some at every meal, but that trait has definitely been washed away by convenience. I'd like to smile more. When I get focused at work or have my routine knocked askew, I tend to squint my eyes, set my jaw, and dive in. Unfortunately, that doesn't allow me to smile and enjoy the people around me. I want to learn a few magic tricks. Entertaining people with a deck of cards would be fun. I think about traveling to Portugal and having something I've written be published, learning to play a musical instrument. The women love musicians. I can juggle three items, but want to handle four. I'd like to visit all 50 states, travel to the men's basketball Final Four, and send a message in a bottle. I need to work on being nicer to others and being happier with myself and planning for retirement. For some reason, all those things seem to go together. Since myopic started this whole thought process, I believe I should regenerate my vocabulary. I don't need to be George Will, but there's a lot more fog in my head than there used to be. It would be cool to go on a trip with no predetermined destination. I could create an English garden in my backyard and take a culinary class. I'd like to fluently speak a foreign language. I want to take a cruise, visit the Guggenheim, and allow those trips by taking more time off from work. I've never seen the Northern Lights, never smelled the Pacific Ocean, never kissed the Blarney Stone. I want to. And most of those things I'd like to do with someone fun. Myopic comes from only having yourself to think about. All right, so here we are. It's the first Sunday in May. You now have a week before Mother's Day, boys and girls. I think you can call in later and win movie tickets to The Fuzz and give those to your mom. Interesting show here today. If you remember, back during the fundraiser, one of the premiums for this show and this show only, make a nice, thoughtful pledge, and you too can pick the topic and the guests for the hour that you feel need discussion. And that's what was done today. Ladies, I have, and I think we already discussed this because I had it wrong and the station had it wrong or somebody had it wrong. I have down here that I have four members from the Nelson County SPCA. Is that right or wrong?
That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. But what did we have at the...
I think you said before from the Nelson County Animal Shelter. And in our county, Nelson County Animal Shelter is the animal control facility.
Okay.
But we are actually the Nelson County Humane Society SPCA. And we own and operate a no-kill facility called Almost Home Pet Adoption Center.
All right. So that is who is in the studio with me today. I have four members. You heard speaking Betty Graham.
Yes.
And you're the board president.
I am.
Teddy, you're going to have to lean forward to get into that microphone. I can tell that now. Teddy Wright, and you're a member of the board?
That's correct.
Let's see. Gretchen Price, you're a board member?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, you're going to have to speak more clearly into that.
Okay.
Don't have the low voice. Reduce your aura. Speak more loudly. And you run the spay-mobile?
The spay-neuter program for Nelson County, yes.
For some reason, I have this evil vision of, like, the bookmobile showing up. And
no.
And then we have Sarah Landon, a volunteer.
Correct.
All right, and you actually... One of the more interesting programs that we'll get into is when the facility is full, volunteers can take pets home with them to house them until they find someone to adopt them.
Yes.
And you have that going on now. In fact, you have Lazarus in the studio with you.
Yes, I do.
All right. So we'll talk about Lazarus a little bit and some of the various programs out there. Who wants to jump on this? Now, actually, you know what? I need a pen. Because I'm going to screw up the name several times. Nelson County SPCA Almost Home Pet Adoption Center.
Yes.
All right. Betty, you mentioned that it's a no-kill facility. Now that seems pretty self-explanatory. But in what way, I mean, is it deeply different from other facilities? I mean, are there other facilities that... I can't believe that any SPCA seems like its mission would be to not kill a pet. But you're telling me that you have to separate yourself out from others.
Right. There are shelters that are what they call open door shelters. They have to take everything that comes in from animal control, from people surrendering their animals. And if they reach a point where the facility is totally full, they don't have a lot of options. And so... they may call it euthanasia, but it's really killing the animals because they're not suffering. There just is not a place to contain them, and that's what they have to resort to. Our facility, we have a policy that we take in the animals that we feel are adoptable. So we don't take in aggressive or, you know, terminally ill animals. We're not a sanctuary. We're an adoption center. And the animals that come in stay with us until they find a home. And some of them are there a long time. And that's why we named our place Almost Home, because we try to make it as home-like as we can, knowing that some of them will be there quite a long time. But nothing gets put down unless it turned out to be a very aggressive animal or something that was so sick that we couldn't treat it. If an animal comes in and has heartworm, we treat it, you know, so that we take care of the animals like they are our own animals until we place them.
Can I ask each of you to go through sort of a personal moment in your life where you realized that this was your passionate duty or choice, I guess actually would be a better word. Who wants to start? Teddy, you start. I want you to lean into that microphone and tell me, you know, did something happen that made you, you know, realize this is something that I want to do, where I want to volunteer, because it is an all-volunteer place, right?
Yes.
Share that with me.
Well, probably the first time I ever thought about doing this long-term was I was 18 and driving with someone else in the car and passed a stray dog and thought, once I get my own car, I won't ever pass a stray animal again. You know, I'll always stop and help them. But I got involved with the Nelson SPCA, I think in 1991. I sent an application in to be a foster parent and started taking out dogs when we were still with animal control. And then Betty called me, I think, I'm going to say about 10 years ago, and asked if I wanted to take in a pregnant beagle for our puppy program. I thought, well, that would be fun because we've never had puppies before. We always take the adult dogs. And that got me hooked on the puppy program, which is a lot of what I do there.
Okay. And again, a lot of these programs that you hear about, that's what we're here to talk about for the hour, is to find, create the moment for you who are listening to make you want to go volunteer and help out for an important program. And these women have all come from Nelson County, but let's remember that this program goes into many counties and that every county needs somebody's help and somebody's volunteer work.
I'd also, could I interrupt just for a second to say that some of our board members are not even from Nelson County. Teddy, for example, lives in Albemarle County, and we have another board member who lives in Augusta County. We have volunteers from Amherst County, and we do take in animals. They're not always from Nelson. We concentrate on Nelson, but sometimes there's a need for another animal to come into, so we do help from other counties as well.
Great.
We'll take a volunteer from anywhere, really.
Well, I always say the animals don't know which county they come from. They just want to be helped.
Gretchen, tell me your, you know, defining moment in wanting to do this.
Well, I think I led up to my defining moment over a number of years, because before I was able to devote time volunteering at Almost Home, I had a full-time career in telephony, and I couldn't. I didn't even know.
I have to look that up, too.
Yeah. Well, I was in the telephone industry. I was a trainer and you know, those kinds of things. But I got a lot of mail from animal protection groups and so forth, and I always gave money. But I couldn't stand to read their literature because it was so sad. All of these tales of abandoned animals, abused animals, you know, animals that needed homes and so forth. And I thought, you know, I felt good about giving the money, but after a while I thought there has to be a lot more to this. There needs to be something that I can do, actually do. So I'm retired now. I met Betty a couple of years ago when I went to the Blessing of the Animals in the first weekend in October, and she told me about the Nelson County SPCA and the need for volunteers. And not too long after the Almost Home Pet Adoption opened, I began volunteering there, and so I feel now I have many, many opportunities to help animals, injured animals, abandoned animals. And so that's how I ended up here, really.
So were you training people to call me during dinner? Because if so, I'm so much happier that you have moved on.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't do that to you.
All right. It is 11:15 here on the Wake Up Call. We are with four members of the Nelson County SPCA, the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center, and we're talking about everything that goes with that, the various programs that they have, the needs that the pets have. We'll be getting into overpopulation, how you can help. We have Betty Graham, the board president, Gretchen Price, Teddy Wright, who are board members, and Sarah Landon, who is a volunteer, who, by the way, Sarah Landon was the person who made the pledge to get the program on the air.
Thank you, Sarah.
You bet.
Betty, I think you mentioned it earlier, the difference between the Nelson County areas, the shelter.
The animal control facility is funded by county taxpayers, and the county hires the animal control offices that run that facility, and its primary purpose is to protect people from animals. So if there's a bite case or if there's a chance that an animal might have rabies, that's their function, to protect the people from the animals. Ours is kind of the opposite. I think our purpose is really to protect the animals from the people. And unfortunately, we wish that wasn't the case, but there are a lot of irresponsible pet owners or people that neglect animals, abuse animals. So we're really working on behalf of the animal. That's not to say that the animal control facility doesn't still take care of the animals, because they house them for a certain amount of time. And then we have a good working relationship with our animal control, and we try to take from them animals that we feel we can put up for adoption so that they don't end up having to euthanize them. So we work closely with animal control.
Sarah, tell me your defining moment in wanting to help out.
Well, it was, I've always had animals, so I've always loved them, but I moved recently to Nelson, and I was driving down the road one day, and there was a dog on the side of the road, so I picked him up and drove him back to the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. And Betty said, oh, no, you got to take him to the animal control facility. But I said, I didn't know where that was, and she said, okay, we'll take him, we'll deal with it. And then she said, would you like to walk dogs on Sunday afternoons? And I thought that sounded okay. And then a pregnant beagle showed up, and I decided that I would take the beagle home and got her through her pregnancy. And it just sort of kept snowballing from there.
What is it about beagles?
Well, she's a very special beagle, and I ended up adopting her.
Yeah, but Teddy had a pregnant beagle, too. It couldn't possibly have been the same one.
We have a lot of beagles in Nelson County.
Right. Let's see, 11:19 here on the Wake Up Call. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support today. Blue Ridge Graphics at the corner of Mean Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. And Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. Blue Ridge wants you to get on the water this summer and is offering on-water demos and classes through UVA's Outdoor Recreation. Blue Ridge has everything you need for walking or running any trail. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in the Barracks Road Shopping Center in Charlottesville, in Richmond, and at BRMS.com.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
The Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley, sunny and breezy today, highs 60 to 65, mostly clear tonight, lows 35 to 40, mid-40s in Richmond. Sunny tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Right now, it's beautiful across the listening area. 51 in the Valley, 53 in Lynchburg, 57 in Richmond, and 57 here in Charlottesville as well. All right, phone lines are open if you have questions or comments. about our visit today with the Nelson County SPCA ladies. 979-0919. Maybe if you're down closer to the far end of Nelson County and you need the toll-free line, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Michael's here to patch you through, and we'll go from there. All right, fire up everyone's microphone again. Who wants to jump in at this? Betty, I haven't asked you your passion yet, and I'll get to that in a minute. I want to know why, what the biggest reason is that all facilities aren't no-kill. I can understand the government part. You know, you can only do but so much. But why aren't all county, city, whatever facilities, why aren't they all no-kill facilities? Why do you have to, you know, stand up and raise your fist and say, look at us, because we're not?
Well, I think, first of all, there are more facilities becoming no-kill facilities. But if you are handling the animal control, and we did for 7 years, we were contracted to run the Nelson County Animal Shelter, the animal control facility. And when we first went in, there had been virtually no adoptions. The place was never open to the public. But we fixed things up, and we opened up 7 days a week, and we started advertising, and we got the adoption rate up to about 40%. But unfortunately, we always had to have space available if the animal control officer came in with animals. So you didn't have any option but to euthanize. And I think that's one of the reasons that we now have Almost Home, because I did a lot of crying over those 7 years every time animals had to be euthanized, and we had to pick out who was going to go. And it was awful. And I just wish that we could have a place where we could just say these animals are here until we place them. And now this is a dream come true, because that's what we have. But when the shelter is being run, animal control is under the auspices of the Humane Society or the SPCA, often they don't have the option to say that we can't take any more animals. You have to take them in if the animal control officer brings them in. But being that we're separated, we have that option, and we can say, well, right now we're full, but we'll put you on a waiting list, and when we have an opening, then we'll take your animal. But the animal control can't do that. They have to always be able to take in the animals, so that's why there's still euthanizing going on.
Your building can only be so big, right? You can hold how many cats and dogs?
Well, we actually designed our facility to hold about 25 cats and about 25 dogs, but we're all extremely big-hearted, and we have a hard time saying no. And so I would say we probably have right now about 40 cats and probably 30 dogs. And then we also have some in foster care homes, so that we, you know, have, you know, more than we had intended. But it's very difficult to say no when there's a need for an animal to be sheltered.
So, but still, the building is only so big. How do you not, and let's say that Sarah and Gretchen and Teddy and yourself all have multiple pets at home that you've adopted.
We do.
So, have you ever reached, I take it that you haven't ever reached the point where you turn someone away.
Yes, we actually do.
Do you?
It's very hard, but we do. We turn them away, and we say, we will put you on a waiting list. That's all we can do, because if we get to the point where there's more than we can provide care for, that's not fair to the animal either. And often you can tell a person that's surrendering an animal, we'll work with you. We'll help you, but you just need to be patient and wait till we have space available. And right now we have a little sign on our door that's saying we're not taking any more cats until we have some adopted.
Which is why we need to recruit foster homes desperately.
Well, let's talk about foster homes for a bit. What is the expectation of the Almost Home Center for someone who is adopting a pet? Because I'm sure that, you know, not just, I would hope that not just anybody can walk off the street and go, yeah, I'll take that one. I mean, despite the fact that you have too many cats and you want to see, you would want to see all of them adopted to a lovely home.
Well, we have criteria for adoption also. We have an application for people to fill out. We want to make sure that it's a good match, that the animal suits the lifestyle of the person. We spay and neuter all of our animals beforehand. They're all given their shots. So we do charge a fee which covers that. If a person can't afford an adoption fee, we kind of judge that most likely they can't afford an animal, because when you're taking in an animal, you have to be prepared. If the animal gets sick or if something injures it, you have to be prepared to provide care for the animal, you know, medical attention, whatever is needed. So there is a screening process, and we sometimes do determine that this animal would not do well in a certain situation, and we will turn down an adoption if we feel that it's not the right thing for the animal or the person.
And what does the, Sarah, you're a volunteer, you're not on the board, you have, how many pets do you have that are adopted?
All of them. I've lost count at this point.
Okay,
but
so multiple.
Several. Yes.
And what's the proper term for Lazarus? In terms of, because you haven't officially, he's not adopted as much, he's a foster?
He's my foster dog.
He's a foster dog.
Yes.
So what are your expectations when you go in, or the first time that you went in? What were your expectations in terms of working with Almost Home?
I really had no expectations. I sort of just figured it out when I got there.
I mean, did you go in looking for a particular type of animal? Did you go in, you know, oh, here's my lifestyle? Because Betty's telling me that the center has a form to fill out so that you can, so that they can match the pet to the person. But did you go in looking for, you know, the kind of dog that you had when you were, you know, a young girl, or because, you know, you had mice in the house and so you wanted a cat?
Well, I can tell you that Betty caught a feral cat and she said, I need to find this cat a home. It would make a great barn cat. And so I said, well, I've got some barns and I'll take him. Well, he's turned out to be the most affectionate house pet that I own. So sometimes it takes a little while to figure out the animal. You know, you have to get to know them. So I don't really have expectations. Things change once you get involved.
All right, 11:30 here on the Wake Up Call as we talk with Betty and Sarah and Teddy and Gretchen from the Nelson County SPCA Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. Michael's here if you want to call up and ask a question on when the center is open. We'll get into that later. But, you know, you're always welcome to toss those questions out now, how you can volunteer. Betty mentioned that there are fees, but we didn't talk about how much. Don't wait for me to ask the question. You're welcome to call up and ask it yourself. I do want to thank Five Guys Burgers and Fries for their support today. Five Guys serves America's standard fresh and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and open until 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Barracks Road Shopping Center, in the Hollymead Town Center, and now on the Downtown Mall in Charlottesville. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's fiveguys.com. I'm curious, Teddy, you mentioned the puppy rescue program earlier. What is that? I mean, it sounds, you know, okay. But how is that different? You're rescuing puppies. How is that different from rescuing feral cats or anything else?
Well, we have a puppy rescue program that's been in place since 1996. We send puppies up to Northeast Animal Shelter. It's a no-kill shelter in Salem, Massachusetts. We've sent over 2,500 puppies up there since then.
Talk a little louder.
We take the puppies in, vaccinate them, deworm them. Lots of times they're ill or
in bad shape physically, we do what we can do to make them adoptable, and then we send them up to Massachusetts, 20 at a time, usually about 200 or 250 a year, and they're adopted up in Massachusetts.
Now, why are you sending animals to Massachusetts? I mean, I would think that Massachusetts would have their own overpopulation of, you know, of animals that need to be adopted.
They probably have shelters where they have an overabundance of adult dogs, but they have a spay-neuter is in effect up there. They have leash laws.
As a law, you mean?
Well, not as a law, but as an incentive. I mean, they probably, I'm not sure of the exact cost, but they give you a very big discount on your dog license if it's spayed or neutered. They have leash laws, and so they have no mixed breed puppies. They still have people breeding puppies up there, you know, bred puppies, but they have no mixed breed puppies. I went up there a couple years ago. I sometimes will drive up once a year with some puppies myself. Betty's husband, Art, usually drives a van up with him, but in the summer I'll usually take one trip up and just with my own puppies to, you know, that I'm taking up. And it was in August, and they had had two local litters all year. That's all. We sometimes get two litters a day into our shelter.
Wow.
But they'd had two all summer, so they have no mixed breed puppies, and people are literally in line waiting when you get there to see, you know, what they can adopt. And they're very careful about their adoptions.
We have a call. What's Mary, are you there?
Yes, hi.
All right, hang on a sec. All the ladies need to put their headphones on so that they can hear all the callers. All right, what you got for us, Mary?
Well, I wanted to know where in Nelson is this shelter. Second, what is the fee for adoption? And third, how do you become a foster parent for these animals?
All right, can you listen on the radio?
Sure, I'll hang up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See, if I leave those questions hanging out there, someone will call in and ask. All right, who's going to jump on this and take this?
I'll take it. Our shelter is located on Route 29 North and 624. It's at that intersection. 624 is also called Stage Bridge Road. And we're basically right on 29. There's just a little bit of trees, a few trees in front of us.
If I'm driving down from Charlottesville,
okay, if you're driving,
what am I going to pass?
You are going to pass, that's a very good question.
That crazy store that has all the metal sculptures.
Yeah, you will pass a big building that has a lot of metal sculptures outside.
Am I actually getting to Livingston
first? And then
first,
you're going to not go as far as Livingston.
Okay.
About 3 miles before you get to Livingston, you'll see 624, and you make a left on 624, and then we're the first driveway on the left, and there's a big sign outside that says Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. And our fee it's $100 for dogs, but that covers the spaying and the neutering and all of the shots and a heartworm test and flea treatment. For puppies, we do charge a little more. We don't have puppies very often since we send most of them to Massachusetts, but if we do have them, it's $125 because they do get extra shots. And cats are $80. And it, again, covers feline leukemia AIDS test and all of the shots, RCP and rabies shots and spaying and neutering. And kittens are 100 because they, too, get some more shots. If the animal is too young to be spayed or neutered prior to adoption, we give you a certificate, which is good at several different participating veterinarians. The veterinarians do give us a substantial discount, which helps us to keep the cost at that rate and still provide all the things the animal needs. That's the fees.
And then Mary talked about how to be a foster parent to the pet.
Right. We have a foster care application for people to fill out. We basically want to know if you've had some experience in caring for animals and if you have a way of making sure that the animal will be confined in your home. Or if you have a kennel or something, we just want to make sure that you know, you're in a position to care for the animal until it's brought into either our facility or if it's a puppy sent up to Massachusetts.
All right. Mary had some good questions. If you have some good questions that you can't figure out why in the world, I haven't asked them yet. 979-0919. Ask it yourself. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. As we're here with Sarah Land and Gretchen Price, Teddy Wright, and Betty Graham from the Nelson County SPCA, the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. I got into this, I learned a little, although brief, lesson that I'm waiting to be brightened about a bit more, which is the word euthanasia. All right? So who wants to jump on this? Because I think the way it was phrased to me is that euthanasia implies a mercy killing. But I'm just based on the look, is that the four of you don't agree with that.
Well, in recent years, people have been calling it what it is, and it is just killing the animals. They're killed in a merciful way. Because in most cases they are injected and they don't feel pain and they just go off. There are still some areas where they gas them, which is not quite as humane, and we're trying to get that stopped. But for years and years and years, it was just commonly accepted and called euthanasia, which really was a misleading term. And I think most of us here are really glad that today that people are calling it what it is.
It's, I think, important, too, to point out the numbers, that every year 4 to 6 million kittens and puppies are killed.
4 to 6 million?
4 to 6 million.
And adults, right? Adults.
And adult animals. And that, I know it used to be a lot larger than that,
and that's
actually
in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is in the U.S.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. And it used to be 15 million, so there's been a lot of progress, but not as fast as we'd like.
Does the adoption center take any animals besides dogs and cats?
We don't, because we don't really have enough space. Although occasionally we've had, I think we had a couple of little hamsters or guinea pigs left on our doorstep, and
a dear friend of mine got a ferret.
Right, that's true. We had a ferret, and I think we had a pet rat once.
Yes,
but we really only
a pet rat.
Mm-hmm.
That probably didn't go over well with the pet snake, did it?
He actually went with the ferret.
They were pals.
They were pals.
They were social pals. Nice to know. All right, feel free to dial up 979-0919 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Although her work may never hang in swank galleries, local artist P. Buckley Moss is a true Virginia superstar. The Hook goes beyond the barn walls to find out what inspires the storied painter. Did the recent events at Virginia Tech lead local police to overreact when students used a broken BB gun as a prop? And an abstinence-only sex ed program called Worth Your Weight may soon be adopted in Albemarle County. The Hook, suggesting you drive down 29 and adopt a pet. And let's thank 456.com for their support today. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 456.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no obligation estimates are available anytime. That's 456.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. And we want to remind those of you that made pledges to the just-completed fund drive but who haven't paid them to please do so as soon as possible. People who can take your payment and help you with your premiums are here until at least 7 p.m. on weekdays and often later. And on weekends, if you call first, we're at 2250 Old Ivy Road in Charlottesville behind the Ivy Inn restaurant. The zip is 22903 if you're mailing in your pledge. The first round of written reminders to those with unpaid pledges has gone out. But thanks again to those who have already honored their pledge to help us reach over 95% collection on the nearly $94,000 pledged. All right, back with the ladies from the Nelson County SPCA.
Lazarus is not a lady.
That's true. Good point. We do have Lazarus in here, a foster dog. Sarah, tell those who are listening a little bit about Lazarus, because you may find someone to adopt Lazarus today.
Well, Lazarus has an interesting story. He was found by Gretchen's husband, and he was in really bad shape. He had a broken tail. He had Lyme's disease. He had sort of a rheumy eye. He had hearing problems, and he had two giant gashes on his head. So Gretchen took him to the vet, got him all fixed up, and he came to stay with me to get through his recovery. Turns out Lazarus is an amazing dog. He's a plot hound, we believe full-bred. Can't hear, can't see, but is the sweetest dog you'd ever want to meet. Would make an excellent porch or couch dog, and gets along great with other dogs, cats, goats, geese, ducks, you name it.
Goats?
Goats. He does fine with goats.
He does see some, though, doesn't he?
Well, he has one good eye, and he likes to keep it on whomever he's communicating with.
And he's very good-natured. He does well with other dogs.
Oh, he's the sweetest.
And for those of you who aren't sure, he has been in the studio the whole time. He's
our silent partner.
Yes, he's roamed around a little bit to sniff things out and make sure that, I guess, he's in a safe and warm place. But as you can hopefully not hear, he's very quiet. And he seems to be enjoying himself.
And we think he's about 5 years old, Sarah?
Yeah, I think so. He's an adult. We're working on housebreaking. I'd say he's about 85% there.
Oh.
Does really well on routines.
Likes to ride in the car, too?
Absolutely.
All right. Gretchen, tell me a little bit about the spay-neuter-mobile.
I'd love to. There's been a lot of talk this morning so far about the need for foster homes and the fact that our space at the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center is finite. You know, at some point we have to ask people to hold on to animals for a while and, you know, or take them to animal control. We do occasionally have to turn them away. And the reason for that is that there are just so many animals, both puppies, kittens, and adult animals that are competing for homes, and there just aren't enough homes for all of the animals. Well, last year, 2006, we were very fortunate to have some very generous patrons, several generous patrons in Nelson County, offer to pay for spay and neutering for Nelson County pets. So we offered free spay and neutering to families in Nelson County with cats and dogs. And
for the whole year? I mean, somebody donated and said, at the end of the year, tell me how many you did and I'll write you a check, kind of thing.
What we did is they offered to pay for 2 days of free spay and neuter for Nelson County pets per month. So we began in March of last year and went right on through to November. And we skipped 1 month. I think it was July. And we're able to spay and neuter nearly 500 animals
wow.
in 2006.
Good grief.
Well, this year we're continuing the program. And the people who do it for us are the Angels of Assisi out of Roanoke. And they, since they started, have spayed over 36,000 cats and dogs.
Wow.
In various communities and at their clinic in Roanoke. Well, this year we're continuing to offer 2 days every month. We do about 50 to 60 animals over those 2 days. People bring their cats and dogs. And this year it's being funded by the proceeds of our new SPCA thrift shop in Nelson County that was started up by another of our directors, Kathy Miller, did a fantastic job making money hand over fist. It's very popular. And we need volunteers there, too.
What is the thrift shop? What can I buy for my dog or cat from the thrift shop?
Well, actually, you can buy lots of things for your dog and cat, but you can buy things for yourself. If you need a new shirt or you need a new table or those kinds of things or a puzzle or
See,
a
sometimes
book.
Sometimes I get stuck on my my thought process.
Home furnishings, bric-a-brac.
Yeah, we just everything. And it has been so popular and so successful since it began. Which month?
In December.
In December.
So it's just one of those things where, you know, I have an old sofa that I want to get rid of along with some books and, you know, CDs, and I can just drop them off at a thrift shop.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
And so that you can then sell them to help finance the center.
Right. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
Well, then someone should come to my place.
we'll be right there.
Oh, dear. But it's helping us a lot with the spay-neuter effort. You know, people have a lot of excuses why they don't have their animals done, and one of the biggest ones is the expense. So, again, through the Angels of Assisi, 2 days a month for Nelson County residents' pets, we offer that to them. And now we've added another dimension to the program, and that's the South Central Spay-Neuter Clinic in Evington, which is just below Lynchburg. And we do transports with them. And the way that works is that they bring their van as many days as we'd like them to, but for now we're doing 1 to 2 days a month. They come to us, and they ask that we send them at least 15 animals. And, again, our Nelson County residents pay for the shots and maybe some tests like a heartworm test. And we always welcome donations from the people who participate and bring their animals. But if they can't do it, again, we offer it free to them.
Question, because I'm sure, and I've heard that this is an excuse or a myth, but neutering the dog doesn't change its personality?
It can change it for the better. One of the things that can happen...
Because that is one of the excuses, right?
It is one of the excuses.
I'm not going to neuter my dog because it'll change him.
It'll change him. He won't protect me anymore. You know, he won't be aggressive when other dogs come in the yard and those kinds of things. But it is a myth. Dogs remain protective of their owners and the property, even though they're neutered. And on the other side of that coin, they actually become more affectionate. They don't roam as much. They don't fight as much, and there have also been studies say that their dogs bite less when they become neutered or spayed.
What are some of the other, myths or falsehoods that you would like to, you know, take a moment and say it's not true? You know, you should come have your pet spayed or neutered because that is not true.
For example, Lazarus is no less manly now that he's been neutered. He's still very masculine, so that's definitely a myth, too.
Okay.
Well,
definitely is.
Anybody else?
Well, they say that, you know, a neutered dog won't hunt, and that's not true either. All the veterinarians we've spoken with say, you know, if they're a hunting dog, they'll still be hunting even if they're neutered.
Mm-hmm. All right. 11:49 on the wake-up call. Our hour is winding down. So if you have a question or a comment for the ladies from the Nelson County SPCA and the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center, please take advantage of the time. It sounds like the things that the center needs most, and again, the four of you are here. Sarah took and made the effort to pledge to NRN for this program, but I would think this applies to almost every pet adoption center. But it sounds like what you need most are three things: money, donations of items, and number one on the list, volunteers.
And homes.
Foster homes. And homes.
And permanent homes.
Right.
So, I'm curious as to what, let's start with money. What steps do you take to try and have people, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, it wouldn't work in my situation, but I have a checkbook. So, what do you do, what does the Almost Home Center do to let people know that you can donate money in this way?
Well, We always, when people come in, we have kind of a unique shelter or adoption center. We have our animals are in rooms. They're not in cages, and the rooms have beautiful murals, and we have music in the rooms. And people come in and they say, "Wow, I've never seen anything like this, and I'm really impressed." And quite readily, they will take out their checkbook and give us a donation right on the spot. We also do put out a newsletter, and we ask for people to send donations, become members. We do have fundraisers. We have a big fundraiser coming up next Saturday called the Animal House Ball. And this is put on by Mountain Area Realty, who have done a lot for us ever since we started.
What's the ball, Animal House Ball?
It's going to...
Because I tell you, my first vision is of the movie.
Okay. Well, it's called
I'm curious as to where the tickets are being sold.
It's really quite a plush affair. It's quite dressy, and it's going to be this year at the Carriage House at Oak Ridge. And it's a silent auction and a live auction, dinner catered by the C&O restaurant, and dancing to Big Ray and the Cool Cats. It's quite a smashing evening, and there are a lot of people that are very generous who come and spend their money, and that helps us with our operating expenses.
Well, I'll make a donation to you right now.
Wonderful.
For your silent auction.
Oh, wonderful.
Is this program, much like Sarah took advantage of today, for the greatest bidder, is welcome to be used for their topic and their guests.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Now,
some,
you know, there are some issues with that. You can't come on and talk about your, well, there are certain things you can't talk about, but I'm sure that we can find something to work out. So I'll donate that.
That's wonderful.
The radio station will donate that to the Pet Adoption Center for the Animal House Ball.
That's great.
How do you drum up volunteers?
Well, we put flyers around and just word of mouth. And a volunteer, we used to be totally all volunteers, board and everyone, so that we did all of the cleaning, the feeding, everything. We right now have 3 part-time cleaners, which helps. But the rest of us are still, our entire board is still very much involved in being at the facility and caring for the animals. And I was going to say that a volunteer can just come in and spend time petting animals, brushing dogs, petting cats, helping to socialize them. These animals need more than just food and, you know, a clean room. They need to have human socialization and
Sarah, you
love.
Said you walk dogs on Sundays?
I walk dogs. I change cat boxes. I do anything that needs
to
be done.
All right, let's stick to the stuff that might sound actually fun.
Okay, sorry.
You go in and you walk. I mean, that's something that a volunteer can do. I mean, you talk about socializing with the pets. Mm-hmm. Is go in and take the dogs for walks around the property?
It helps keep them housebroken. The dogs enjoy it. You get to be outside. It's fun. The dogs are nice to be with.
And they get walked twice a day in the morning and in the afternoon,
at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we just put a big fence around the property, so now there is some more active running for the dogs, but they still like to be walked, trained. It's good for them.
All right. What else do you need donated? I mean, you know, money is there, or, you know, hopefully you may not have all that you would like for the center to be as... everything that it needs to be.
Well, people in Charlottesville, if they want to help us out and not come all the way down to Nelson County, we keep cats and kittens at Pet Forum at Seminole Square.
Oh, really?
Yes. They let us keep 3 big cages with cats and kittens year-round. We adopt probably 200 or more cats and kittens out of there. And kitten season is about to hit, and we are going to be swamped with kittens. And
why does kitten season hit now?
They're just all going to start. They're just starting to roll in right now. They'll be all from now until
October. Is that
October.
Because this is, you know, the cats had?
Yes.
Spring.
Yes. But we need someone to go there every day and clean, you know, and take care of the cats and kittens at Pet Forum, and that's hard for us down in Nelson County to get in. It's a good half an hour, 45-minute drive for us. So if anybody in Charlottesville wants to help out, that's a great thing they could do.
And it doesn't take that long.
No, it's about half an hour, 45 minutes.
We also need donations like towels, newspapers, pet food.
Yeah, I'm looking for, you know, some things that, because I know for some people it's easy to write the check. But for others who want to make that donation, they'd rather donate something that would, they want to have some sort of physical contact with whatever they're donating. Number one, and I don't think this is necessarily the case with the Almost Home Adoption Center, but for some people, you know, you read in the paper about how such a large percentage goes to something that is that never reaches the people that they donated the money for. And so they want to donate towels or pet food or what other things does the center need?
We like canned food for the dogs and the cats and biscuits, treats. We actually have just started a training program. We have a trainer who comes two afternoons a week, and we have middle school students who volunteer every week, and they're now in this training class with the shelter dogs, and they use string cheese and frankfurters, you know, good treats, something a little more special than just the little ordinary biscuits that we use most for, but for the training classes, they like.
Have you
the
had
special
a concern
treats.
About? And you know, it is 11:57, so there's only so much time left. Have you had a concern about the, you know, the national pet food crisis?
Well, we're concerned, but we've been blessed that so far all the food we're using has not been anything on the recall list.
Since we keep our animals for a long time, some of them we do use specific foods. We don't just use a wide variety of foods. We try to. We buy specific foods for our animals, and none of our foods have been on that list.
Okay. I do want to remind those listening, it is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRSFM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. Don't be going anywhere, because at noon, Patrick will be here for Les Temps Purdue, the best of 80s and 90s alternative. No Hootie and the Blowfish, no New Kids on the Block. But you will hear The Cure and Liz Phair. And requests are always welcome. Les Temps Purdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music, only on WNRN. All right, ladies. We have just a little bit of time left. Why don't you toss out some important information in terms of finding you? You do have a website, right? You do have a phone number. And the hours, so that people who, whether they want to volunteer, adopt a pet, foster a pet, whatever, can contact you to do so.
Phone number is 434-263-7722. And it's easy to remember. It's also 263-SPCA. That's our phone number. And we are open 7 days a week from 1 until 4. We have a website, which is nelsonspca.org.
All right. And you still have tickets left for the Animal House?
We have a
few.
We're practically sold out, but I understand they still have a little bit of seating available.
And that's at the Carriage House down
at the Carriage House at Oak Ridge.
That's a very cool place.
It is. And if anyone is interested in that, I have a phone number for them to call. It's 361-2440, which is Mountain Area Realty.
What's your phone number again at the SPCA? That was easier to remember.
Okay, 263-SPCA or 263-7722.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for
having
us.
I had a great time. I want to thank Betty Graham, Gretchen Price, Teddy Wright. I especially want to thank Sarah Landon for the donation that helped put this together. Next week, boys and girls, it is Mother's Day. I am looking for empty nest moms to come in here. See you next week.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon Gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.